Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And today we are asking the important questions, because this is the podcast that asks the important questions. Like, how long would you last in The Last of Us?
Hey, before we start, spoilers for the game The Last of Us, and maybe spoilers for the TV show. We recorded this one a few weeks ago, and honestly don't know if they will stay 100% true to the source material, but maybe. So, if you're the kind of person that only cares about the destination and couldn't give two shits about the journey, wait until you finish the game and/or the TV show to listen to this one.
I don't know if you're aware, but there's a video game called The Last of Us, and they made it into a show.
What? They did!
Yeah.
It's good. For the what and the what?
For the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and now recently remade for the PlayStation 5, and also on HBO.
For the television.
Yeah. By HBO for the television.
Sometimes they make movies for stuff other than the TV.
Well, it's not a movie. It's a TV series.
Sometimes...
When have they made a television show for not the TV?
Maybe, does Quibi count?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like Quibi or something.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they made like webisodes for the iPod back in the day.
Well, webisodes aren't made for TV, but they're webisodes.
Yeah, that is true. They're,
like, that's like, have you ever made a webisode for television?
Sometimes it would have happened backwards.
Who was it that made like a movie for just nobody? And it was just like, it's going to be in a vault for like 100 years.
Oh, you can't see it.
Some guy.
Fuck. I can't remember the director, but some fucking guys.
Some fucking guys.
I think Michelle Rodriguez
Donald Sutherland is in the movie. Yeah. We'll just never see it. Or we'll see it when we're older.
No, we'll be dead.
We'll be dead.
But maybe, you may be listening out there if you're quite young.
Yeah, you
might get to see this if movie.
You're one of the Plumbing the Death Star babies.
Yeah.
Out there listening. Maybe you'll get to see it one day. Anyway, so in The Last of Us, the TV show and the game, what happened?
Well, okay, so in the TV series, I can't remember the exact time period for the game, but in the TV series, it's September 2003, there is a spoiled batch of flour that is used to make a whole bunch of products that's shipped worldwide. Yeah.
Shrooms got into the food chain, and now they're going into us.
Basically, fungus evolved so that it could, because like, obviously...
Because Cordyceps already does this to ants.
Yeah, but they can't currently survive in a human body because the human body's too hot.
So,
but
so Cordyceps, it's a mushroom, right?
Yes.
It's a fungus that's kind of like, I'm going to go and take over an ant, and then you're going to be like, ant, fuck up your life. And
wreck this ant's life.
go stand into the open field, get ate by a bug, ate by a bird.
A bird.
And then we're going to spread out.
And then the bird's
like,
the bird
great
shits.
News.
Dude, I would love to do that.
Brother, got your back. No worries. Say less.
Awesome.
Brother, say less.
Say less. I'll do it myself. You don't even need to get in me. Just ride on top, brother. I'm happy to.
I'll leave my wife and go get ate by a bird.
The Cordyceps is like, this is a bit intense for me, actually.
I hate my ant kids. This is unreal.
Why couldn't I have gotten
a
regular
lifetime?
Regular ant. I hate this guy. Dude, getting eaten beat by a bird? Yes!
Finally get to be airborne?
That's awesome. I've always wanted to be in a bird.
Okay. And then I guess the bird shits it out and finds more ant and history and repeats itself,
history repeats.
Yeah, history famously repeats itself.
That's the life cycle of cordyceps. Yeah. Is there only ants or is it other animals?
Well, I don't know if this is cordyceps, but there's a thing that can happen to snails where they get some parasite in them and their eyes go like glowy colors.
Yeah, they get
like it's like a disco in their brain, and they do the same thing. They go on a big leaf and get eaten by a bird.
Well, isn't it like a bit of a hypothesis about I think maybe it's not fungus, but it's parasite, the one that's in cat shit and everything.
Yeah.
And that so the idea is it goes into like a cat, oh no, it goes into a mouse or a rat, and it's kind of like, hey. Fuck up your life.
Wreck your life, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Just fuck up your life. Go harass a big cat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds awesome, dude. I love harassing the big cat.
Say less.
Say less.
Ed by a cat?
That's so good.
I hate my rat wife and rat kids.
A chance to get out of the house and maybe die?
It's good to get out of the house.
That's what every rat's thinking.
It's good to get out of the house.
It makes rats more reckless, and there's the prevailing theory that there's a lot of humans who are also infected.
So if you have
a cat, it makes you a bit more reckless.
Makes you want to get eaten by a cat.
Isn't
it also like that's part of like that like kind of domestication theory thing of like cats were never domesticated, but basically we've been domesticated by them.
We've been parasited basically.
Yeah, because like cats. Yeah. Oh, sacks of shit.
Yeah.
And I see as
another cat owner. Yeah. Yes.
I live with a cat. It's not mine. But yeah, I agree. Cats.
It's an enigmatic statement, which I like. I live with a cat. It's not mine. Knowing nothing about your living situation from the outside, what's going on in there?
Dusha's housemate is a cat.
Isn't that like a prevailing theory as well? What's the parasite that's basically in shit? And so it kind of went away when we developed plumbing.
Yeah.
And there are people with like IBS and sort of stomach issues that a weird treatment is to actually get infected.
Is that when they put like a shit implant?
Not a transfusion. That's a different thing. That's for like flora in like your body.
Gut flora and stuff.
But there's like a person.
Doctor, don't put shit in me. Shoot me. That's what I say.
But there was like
I can't do that. I'm a doctor. Hippocratic oath, bitch.
Fuck.
But there's like this idea of like I have like had some really bad IBS or whatever. So it's like I went to like a place that I don't have that plumbing, which is like it's 6 feet down. That's coffins. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so they used like he took off his like shoes and walked around and it got infected. And he's like, and now I'm fine. And so I guess some people are like, wait, did we evolve for that to be in us?
Well, isn't it like so much of our gut shit anyway is foreign entities, basically? Like the vast majority of the microbes and stuff that live in us aren't part of us. They just evolved so they could only live in us.
We've entered dangerous territory that we sometimes enter in Plumbing the Death Star, which is confidently saying scientific facts that we believe we've read whilst... Yeah.
And even worse, these are close medical adjacent. So.
Yeah. There's doctors out there who are like, I wish I didn't have the Hippocratic Oath. I'd love to kill Plumbing the Death Star. But they are my patients, as is every human on the world, on Earth, I can't do anything.
So that's why I'm resigning.
Hi,
I'd like just to take a leave for about 6 months.
How long do I have to leave before the Hippocratic Oath doesn't count?
Wears off?
Is it an oath I'm a working doctor? It ends when I retire, right?
Quit? Take leave?
I just need to take a leave.
Holiday.
Basically, there's three boys I need to hurt.
I'm intending to hunt man. As you can imagine, that will impact my medical career.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, okay. The tips to surviving the Last of Us apocalypse.
Yeah.
What's the tips and tricks? What are we trying not to do?
Because
it just seems like a regular apocalypse, but the zombies are fungus men. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out what are the extra steps?
So I think I was gonna say the biggest difference between surviving in, say, game world and television world is that in game world, there's spores.
Yeah.
And that's how they're like... transfer, which I feel harder to survive.
Oh my god,
Whereas
if I have to remember to put on a mask, like a gas mask, I won't remember.
I'll be
looking around at you guys with your gas masks on and being like, what did I forget?
Yeah. Or you assume it automatically you're wearing one.
I guess gesturing to your face like, dude,
Do I have shit on my face?
No, dude.
What, dude? Oh, shit, that's right, the fungus!
Yeah, I mean, like, in the game as well, getting bitten also turns you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So it's like regular zombie rules, okay. But then there's also, like, spores in the game, mm-hmm. and in the TV series, it's, like, tentacle mycelia.
Yeah, well, basically, basically, it's just a more...
More advanced bite?
It's like a... special bite and a normal bite.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bite or like a make-out bite with tentacles.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here's the next question.
No.
How do you make a living in this world? So like, what are we doing day to day?
Oh, okay, so there's quarantine zones that got set up immediately. So basically, world government kicked in straight away, basically. Mm-hmm. Made some questionable decisions, mm-hmm. like... Mm-hmm. shooting people that aren't sick. Yeah.
Ooh, and then also bombing a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's expanded on in the television series. They bring in a specialist who's like, hey, we just noticed this person's full of fungus. You're a
fungus doctor?
Yeah, you're a kind person and a fungus doctor. How do we cure them? And they say, well, did they get bit? Or, like, where's the other person? Like, we don't know.
Who's patient zero? And they're just like, woo.
And they're like, okay, what you need to do is you need to bomb Jakarta. Just yeah. blow it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think they bombed certain parts of, I guess, the United States.
Oh, yeah, they blew up, yeah. So you set up quarantine zones. Then there's like, they basically fortify cities.
Yeah, yeah.
They've invented a thing that just tests to see if people are infected.
Oh, okay.
And if you are infected,
shot in the head.
Mm. Yeah.
Can it also fuck up like a cow's day?
A bomb?
No. Mushrooms.
I don't think a bomb would fuck up a cow's day.
I disagree.
No, because the cow's done. So it doesn't even, like if I stabbed a cow in the side.
It would
fuck up. It would hate that. But it would fuck up the cow's day. If you bomb a cow, the cow just goes.
Yeah, but does that mean you think that the cow isn't aware of being alive?
Well, no, it's so quick for the cow.
You don't think if a cow sees an explosion in the... okay.
Like,
oh, wait, no, okay, explosion in the distance, the cow has a brief second to be like, I thought we were bombing the cow directly.
Putting a grenade under a cow?
Like, I've been given the job of bombing Jakarta, and I get to pick where we're aiming.
And on a cow. That cow.
Because it's well, like, no, you fuck up his day.
Because the cow's facing ahead. It doesn't know.
Yeah.
The cow hears a... and it's like, what's coming? But it can't look up.
Wait, do you think that a cow... What? Cows can look up.
Can a cow look up?
Yes.
From straight ahead to like that?
To like directly vertical?
Not
I don't know.
I don't think a cow would see a bomb coming down on top of it.
Like, I can do that, but it hurts my neck because my body's fucked.
I don't think a cow could look up.
That aside, you were still fucked up a state. What I was asking, do the mushrooms...
I don't think animals get infected. Okay. Although,
you don't ever see that. Yeah,
really
they should be, because
it.
They're just... I mean, like, it's... Unless maybe it's the... I don't know if animals have different body temperatures to us. Probably some do.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe it's the kind of thing where...
You're a cold-blooded lizard. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, I guess in the game... in the TV series, it makes sense for the animals not to be affected, because it's in flour...
Yeah.
We eat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
a wolf eats us. Yeah.
Pardon?
Then a wolf eats us.
A wolf eats us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we're our tasty meat has been replaced by
fungus.
So would a wolf want to eat us?
Probably
and
not.
And then also with the fungus, it's like the fungus, they establish that the fungus kind of knows what it's doing.
Yeah. And dogs do hate it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Dogs hate the fungus.
So maybe it just hasn't happened. Like they've avoided it for so long.
Okay. I'm just trying to think, because you're right, what do we do in this society?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we got to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, like flour and like that has been affected.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, probably assuming you're trying to still like, you know, get bread and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure it's not been fucked up. So yeah, there is like kind of like bread, grains, vegetables, those kind of things. But I'm like, what about the meat side of stuff?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Can you still eat
can
cow?
I get a cow, chickens?
There is meat, but it is rare.
I know, you know, there's like, is it Frank does like the whole compound. He's got chickens.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill does the whole compound.
Where are you going to get chickens from?
Bill.
Okay.
Bill hates everyone.
He does.
Yeah. Shot when trying to enter the compound to steal. Also, I don't know, how do you steal chickens?
Why am I stealing chickens?
Oh, you're just taking them. You're buying them from me. Fair enough.
I'm just like establishing like if I can, you know, raise chickens, but then will they eventually get like got by the fungus?
No, I think you can raise chickens. Like pretty much like a regular farm life is possible. I say regular. I mean, in a walled off city.
Yeah. Do they have entertainment? in the Waldorf cities?
There's guitars.
Can I do a bit of stand-up?
You could try.
You could try.
A couple jokes about our situation.
I mean, you don't want to go too hard into leaning into the jokes about the situation because they'll just simply let you outside.
Yeah, true.
It's you got to really thread that needle of like, it's funny, but also not like, and now I'm reminding you of all the like loved ones we lost. Well, I would say there would be an avenue for humor.
Yeah,
like in every society, you got this little gallows humor.
That a trade that we see a lot of in both the game and the TV series, and it seems like everyone's got their finger in their pie, is your dream job, Jackson, a smuggler.
Oh,
I can smuggle.
Well, this time you can smuggle by foot. So,
yeah, that's great. What are they smuggling?
Lots of things
like guns,
food people. Batteries, people.
Oh, okay.
Bombs.
Mm. Now, who are they smuggling them against? I mean, through and past the government, right? Like,
yeah, so the government
runs the cities.
Government runs the quarantine zones, and the Fireflies are like a rebel alliance kind of situation, except not. Like in Star, I called them Rebel Alliance, but they're not the good guys. Another guy.
They're
trying to find a cure, which the government are also trying to do.
Everyone's trying to find a cure. Yeah. It's fine trying to find a cure. That's a
good job. Yeah. I can figure it out.
The lifespan, depending on where you work, is rough.
Not great. Not great. But, you know,
that is a noble cause. It's risky.
It's risky and, I guess, morally dubious. But then again, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, the morals are going out the window.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd do like a circus.
Well, I was thinking if I could.
No. Let's hear about your.
You know what? Yeah.
In the world
of circus,
I'll give you five steps for my plan.
Yep. Five steps. Okay.
Step one, go to a zoo.
Okay. There is a pivotal moment of
Last of Us game where they go to a zoo. Now,
no, they don't go to it. No.
I never got to Winter, so I never encountered this part of the game. They meet a giraffe.
Yeah, but I think it's just I don't think that's a zoo.
Either way.
Maybe it is a zoo. Maybe I'm double. Anyway, yes.
Maybe you're doubled up.
Yeah, maybe.
That was in a DLC, right?
No.
It was in the main game.
How did I miss it?
To a giraffe.
I know. How did I miss? I finished the game.
This is
then you spoke to the giraffe. You
didn't,
there's no giraffe.
I don't remember this cutscene.
Hey, giraffe.
No, because I was invested.
It's not even
I'm
part
not
of a cutscene. You walk up to it. Like it's.
Can you miss it?
You can,
probably.
If you don't like, if you try,
there is a cutscene to start it. Gally's like, holy shit.
Yeah. Okay. But then you'd think,
it's a short cutscene.
Oh, maybe I do remember it.
I mean, I can just say I remember stuff too.
I'm looking at it now, and I'm seeing like it as a picture, and I'm like,
You're on like the second level of a building on a balcony, and there's two giraffes.
So they don't.
It's a very brief interaction with.
Is it at a zoo? Can you find that out? I mean, there will be zoos, but like. It's just if we have a zoo, that's more.
All right, I'm going to Google The Last of Us Zoo.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So
now they encounter a herd in Salt Lake City
of giraffes.
Yeah, there's signs. Okay, so what you might be getting confused for is there's signs for zoos.
Yeah,
and they have a picture of a giraffe. So I think Ali might comment on the giraffe.
Okay, I was just thinking. But actually, this is an important question. Mm-hmm. So we don't see dogs get affected by the cordyceps.
Because dogs are available to also buy.
Yes.
So dogs seem immune.
Yeah, okay. But are chimpanzees?
Looking it up. Deer is also apparently.
Because a chimp is closer to us than a dog.
Yeah.
You know, so I.
Seeing like a chimp clicker is terrifying.
Scary. But if I can bring a chimp into one of the cities. Dude, that's the start of a circus.
Yeah, or outbreak.
I possibly added brand new contagion on top of everything else. Don't get bit by him. He is sick. But he's not sick with the fungus disease.
He just has regular rabies.
Hey, great news. The game answers your question.
Mm-hmm.
Chimps don't get as infected as humans, but do get infected. And there's a recording of a firefly being bitten by an infected monkey. And Joel's like, geez, I'm glad we're not dealing with that.
Come back to me with a monkey in a clown costume smuggling him into the city. If dogs aren't affected, chimpanzees won't be. Your chimp is frothing at the mouth. It's makeup.
He had some milk before. It's
spoiled baby.
I gave him spoiled milk before the journey. He's now get out Bojangles and dance for the people.
Sounds like he's trying to talk. It does a bit. Slightly concerning.
So it doesn't, yeah, it seems apart from chips, other animals seem that they are maybe immune because there's horses and zebras and stuff. So
yeah, there's a lot more animals in The Last of Us Part 2. But then also that's set
a bit after, you know, like 10 years or something. Time is fast.
I think it's maybe five.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can't. Okay. Damn, my circus plan's falling apart. Uh-huh. Also, would I survive? No.
What about a mini circus?
Okay.
With rats.
Rat circus?
Yeah.
Can I train rats?
No. We'll give it enough time.
And also,
I was just thinking of adding some levity.
No, but like, what animals? Because circus often just has like horses and shit.
Yeah.
So like, you could have a horse.
Well,
circus.
I guess here's what I was thinking. You said, I can't train a horse. But seeing
you think you could train a chimpanzee?
No. God, no. But seeing a chimpanzee would be a novelty for these people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of circus enough, is what I was thinking.
But if you can't train it, what's your plan? You've got, okay,
keep
someone
it in a cage dressed as a clown.
How are you dressing it as a clown? A chimp will tear your face off.
When it's asleep.
Wait till it's asleep. Try and pull on the baggy pants. Get my neck snapped by the chimpanzee.
Okay. Are you a traveling circus?
No, well, that seems risky.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a hurdle. The hurdle is getting the chimpanzee dressed like a clown and sedated.
The hurdle is getting a chimpanzee.
The hurdle is...
Step one, a chimpanzee.
Step one is... So this is
step two, find a dead clown.
This is...
I don't have the clothes to start with. And I bet there's heaps of dead clowns at the circus. I gotta step. Hang on. Step one, find a chimpanzee. Step two, find a circus. Step three, find a dead clown. Step four, put the chimpanzee in the clown costume.
Find a dead clown that the clothes will fit that chimp.
Okay. Step five, tailor the clown clothes to fit the chimp. It's become more than five steps. Step six, go back to the compound.
Yeah.
Display the chimp for money, or goods, or food.
This is the first time, it's like a hurdles event, where as the runners are walking out to the track to set up, they've just set up hurdles there too. Because you've tripped over all of those hurdles before you even got the start.
The event is
Why don't you
happening.
Dress another animal up as a clown?
It's not as good, is it?
Have you seen a horse clown?
What other animal are you dressing up? Hey, I'm going to go find a big clown, a big dead clown.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Also, all right, let's say...
Let's work through it.
You've stumbled across this zoo. Found a chimpanzee. Yeah. It's not infected.
Yes. That wouldn't have been a deal breaker.
Well,
I would say maybe go to a try and find a circus first, because chances are that circus might already have a trained chimp.
Oh, if I'm very lucky, I might find a chimp already dressed like a clown that knows how to smoke a cigar.
How are you getting...
Hang on, how long has it been since this chimp hasn't had a cigar?
No, I bring a pack of cigars. Just in case.
That's how you lure everything out. You're just holding a cigar in front of you.
I hold it out and the chimp flips first.
Yes.
And then I light it and I just drag him into my truck.
Your truck?
Lock the back. I learned to drive.
Where'd you get the truck from?
I inherited it from an uncle of mine.
Very hard to get in the last.
Yeah, I was very lucky.
Very lucky.
I inherited an old truck, truck from a dear uncle of mine.
With a working car battery.
Yeah.
All right.
He died in his sleep peacefully, too. And on his deathbed, he said, "You are my favorite nephew.
please have my
working truck with a working car battery. And he said, "You find that chimpanzee, Jackson Bailey.
Sir,
you entertain these people.
Follow my dream."
It was his dream.
Yeah,
you're right.
You inherited the truck and the dream. Yeah. But even then, like, you have a truck in a quarantine zone.
Yeah. Mm. Well, getting it back in with the chimpanzee is
first off getting out.
No,
of the
getting out is going to be hard.
Oh, it is a quarantine zone.
It's a quarantine zone.
Okay. Well, maybe
you have to smuggle. Basically, to get out, you have to smuggle yourself out. I don't know how you're going to do that with a truck.
Yeah. Okay.
And then to get in, you have to smuggle yourself back in.
Well, can I sign up for, like, any, like, I don't know, scouting job or, like, you know, any kind of like, I don't know.
I think they sort of post that because like
they scavenging
just,
and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, scavenging and scouting is definitely a career you could go.
Yeah,
with.
Well, yeah. So I say, oh, I'm scavenging. I'm out scouting.
Yeah.
And
oh, you're, okay, you're still on the chin bud. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, but that's how I get the
you
truck moved. Out.
Okay, never mind.
No. I say I'm out scouting.
Gotcha.
They say, oh, okay, good luck with the scouting. Oh, Jackson's not returned.
He's dead.
A couple of weeks later, I come back.
Yeah.
I say I didn't find much, but I did find this chimpanzee dressed as a clown.
Like what your uncle always wanted.
Like my uncle always was looking for. Come back in. They say that belongs to the whole facility now, not just you.
Yeah. But you're going to be like, well, something's look after this chimp.
I'll be the chimp's mind, dog. But then also,
take it into the quarantine zone. If word has spread about the fact that chimps can get infected, that chimp's getting a bullet in its brain straight away.
They test the chimp. They test the chimp.
Does it work on a chimp?
Oh,
that we're doing studies on chimps to see if they can get infected.
If it works on us, it'd work on a chimp.
Yeah. Famously. Exactly the same.
Well, you think they're going to just shoot the chimp instead of risking it?
Yes.
Well, they'll probably put the chimp in a quarantine zone.
Well, what's quarantine zone?
You're in a quarantine zone.
As in like a quarantine within a quarantine. What they do with Allie. And then they're like, count backwards from 10, chimp. Put your arms out and do
Allie
a little dance or whatever.
Allie's different because Ellie's smuggled in by the Fireflies. At no point is she in the hands of the government because they
would
just
shoot her. Well, maybe I'll have to make a deal with the Fireflies then.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
To get the chimp.
What have you got that they want? Okay, straight away, your uncle's truck is becoming
your uncle's truck is, woo.
They can have it once I get the chimp in. That'll be the deal I strike.
Yeah.
Dude, I want The Last of Us, but it's me and a chimp. So the last of chimps. The chimp of us.
So,
okay, you've pitched Why the Last Man. Well done.
Damn.
Except there's zombies now.
Yeah, there's clickers. The chimp will not defend me. It will run away.
Also, a clicker will kill a chimp straight away because clicker's blind, but very sensitive hearing.
Yeah. Chimps loud.
Yeah. Chimps loud.
If you tell me to shh, I can be quiet. If we tell you to shh or a chimp.
Yeah, clickers will be, because you'll be like, okay. And then you'll all of a sudden be like tapping your foot or jumping.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, when you said, like, shoes, did you say, like, you mean quiet or silence?
Yeah.
Because I can do one. I cannot do the other.
I can do one and it's neither.
Because, you'll be...
I like to imagine me in the chimp and I'm like, shh, and he just goes and bites my hand. And I just have to cry silently, not say anything while the clicker passes us. Staring into the chimp's eyes, I will hit you with a rock when that clicker goes by.
So...
Coming back in with bandaged hands. What happened out there? Chimp bit me heaps.
And they shoot you because you got bit.
Chimp. By a chimp?
Yeah, but they're not going to take the risk.
You're not infected. Test me. I'm good.
I'm good. I just got, maybe I have chimp diseases like Sam was saying from contagion. I don't know. But I don't have the clicker illness.
Yeah. He doesn't have fungus. He's just got,
I don't have the fungus disorder.
I'm just very sick with chimp diseases. So,
Like, there is, you could do entertainment, and I guess you could go and try it.
Yeah.
Like, I like how you're, like, one-track mind of
get the chimp. Bring the chimp back.
Yeah.
And then, all my problems.
Your story ends with the chimp dying of a gunshot wound to the skull in your arms.
Because, like, I was thinking, because you're right. Like, I what feasible skills do I have? None. But I reckon I could pull a Kevin Costner Postman style and just reenact plays, i.e. movies, poorly remembered.
That's good. That is good entertainment.
And I don't need a horse. Like, I mean, he's more entertaining when he does it with, say, a mule.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could, do it with my good friends.
Yeah. We could be your mule.
Yeah.
Does entertainment still exist?
I mean, surely.
Physical media, because it's not like a physical, it's not like there is like a nuclear...
No, it's like a stage play.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying,
oh, you mean,
like,
can I watch a DVD?
Yeah. I think movies still exist. They're not making movies.
You could, but it's like a waste of resource of power, right?
Yeah, because you'd need the electricity to function.
It depends on how they're...
Powering everything?
Yeah, because if it's just like... A windmill?
Mm. You could get a mule and like
a
treadmill or whatever that the mule goes in that powers a projector or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just screen movies.
Yeah.
Go raid. The last five copies of movies.
Go raid a bunch of like old What do you say? What? Blockbusters. Wait, when the bomb hit?
Oh yeah, wait,
2003.
Okay, you might be right. Blockbuster's still going.
Well, 2003, that means you can, if you want, create your own episode 3 of Star Wars.
Whoa! What would it be?
World ended before Return of the King, too.
Yeah.
So you can finish famous trilogies in stage plays.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But Return of the King is based on a book.
Yeah, okay, so Revenge of the Sith.
Which I haven't read. But I'll give it a stab.
Yeah.
I'll be very afraid to not go from town to town because I don't want that sounds risky. Just be like, yeah, I knew George Lucas. He told me.
This is what happened.
This is what's going
to
happen.
You're doing the Return of the King, and then one day you find out that a bunch of books have been brought in. You got to always search to see if Return of the King's in there because it's completely different to your version.
And then Frodo come back and everyone say, in return, my king.
Yeah.
Frodo is the true king of Middle-earth.
And that's why we should all hail a short king.
I'm reading Return of the King. Like, nowhere does it say Frodo come back.
In fact, Aragorn,
what are you reading? Sorry?
Aragorn is
Let me
king.
Check that.
Tear it off.
Start eating.
What happened to my book?
It was contaminated or something, maybe.
You I ate it.
If, oh, yeah, shit.
If you start chewing on something, immediately shot.
Shit. Yeah. You reckon could, raid like old Blockbusters?
What movies?
Like,
you got five movies. What movies do you reckon you're getting?
Oh, I'm getting or I'm recreating?
Oh, well, you say you raid Blockbusters, so let's say what five movies do you reckon you can get?
Even from a Blockbuster? Yeah. Whatever were the new releases in 2003. Because I reckon there'd be like a wall of them. Because
true.
A lot, like back then, a lot of like Blockbusters, Movie Land type things, they'd only have one or two of like the weeklies.
Yeah.
Like in an old movie. But the new release, there'd be a whole wall of them.
Good point.
So there'd be like a lot of those, going. And if you're raiding, you're not going to be like, ah, sweet, the latest release, which would be JD?
In 2003? Yeah. Because it's late 2003. I was pulling up a list of movies that came out in 2004 that if you wanted to have a crack at making, you could. Because, there's some sequels that are pretty big, 2004, Shrek 2.
Ooh.
You could decide what happens to Shrek.
Actually,
in a game.
I think that's what I'd go for. I'd go for more like a broad appeal.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, so like your Shreks, mm-hmm. Your Aladdins.
Well, you got two for the kids. That's good.
For kids.
Well, I mean, you obviously, anyone can watch Aladdin. It's an all ages delight, as is Shrek.
What other classics? Yeah. When did Avatar come out?
2009.
Yeah. Fuck. You could do Avatar, though.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be on my radar.
That's true.
Titanic?
Damn.
Titanic?
You could do Titanic.
You could do Titanic's a good one to get.
Yeah.
You going to get a porno?
Yeah.
For an adults only nighttime screening?
Yeah.
That's probably good.
Yeah, get a porno.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy Madison.
Oh, good choice. For laughs. We need to laugh.
It's Nudie Magazine Day.
It's Nudie Magazine Day.
What day is it? October? It's Nudie Magazine Day. He loves Nudie Magazine Day.
Yeah, exactly. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
But yeah, I honestly think like just creating sequels to films that when the world ends, Matrix Revolutions hasn't come out.
Oh my God. What would you decide had happened next for Shrek? What's Shrek doing in Shrek 2 in your version, your play?
I would get scared that Terminator 3 was right, because that comes out just before the world ends. That ends with the world ending.
That's bad, dude.
But no fungus. Like,
no fungus, all robot.
If the last movie I'd seen was Terminator 3, and then like the fungus happened, I'd think that
robots were coming.
Well, no, robots fungus men were coming, but not like the fungus men that are coming, but like men made from pure fungus.
That's what all of your movies eventually become about.
Because that's my wife. It's like, what would happen in Shrek 2? And I'm like, well, he's married. He's probably going to have kids. So he's probably going to deal with, life like that of, a fantastical world where there are no clickers. But because your life is so depressing and full of clickers,
you're going to put some clickers in Shrek.
It just might accidentally happen. Like, the villains are always going to be making, sound. You're like, why are you reminding us of this?
Donkey, be quiet.
Another movie that you could have a crack at making that was very successful and has a huge broad appeal. Unfortunately, trailers for this one would have come out, but movies ended a week and a half before School of Rock dropped.
Whoa!
Cool.
You could do School of Rock.
School of Rock. Can't play a musical instrument, but I could do School of Rock.
Yeah.
Well, again, because this is like, do you start doing like because when does it become, like, when do you get too much of an ego? Because you start doing these little plays for maybe, your little community. Everyone's like having a good time and someone scavenges and comes back with like a camera.
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, now we got to make a movie.
We got to make a film.
And then suddenly in this post-apocalyptic setting, there's me and the other fuckers I've convinced to like move resources into making a film. And then we get Gopa Raiders.
Well, why is the electric fence down tonight? Zamet's making Shrek 2.
Of course. And we've got to take down the electric fence, because what if people from other quarantine zones want to come and see it?
I put
it's my masterpiece.
Advertising everywhere across the wasteland. Come see Shrek 2. Here's the directions.
And also come see Meet the Fockers if you want. The sequel to Meet the Parents, which was the seventh highest grossing film of 2004. Blockbuster movie. That's very fucking wild.
2004 was what a wild time.
You know what else came out in 2004 that I know it is technically based off a book, but I think you put on a great rendition of it, and I don't think Mel's going to be putting it out because he's sick. He got the fungus thing and died in my universe. Mel Gibson is dead in canon in The Last of Us.
Didn't turn into a clicker? Just died?
No, he just died. Got sick and died.
He was in one. Someone was like, I'm going to drop the bomb.
Yeah.
they picked
Mel Gibson's head. And they were like, he won't notice.
Yeah.
Because he's looking forward.
So, and he was probably on the set of this movie making it because Passion of the Christ comes out. Joel Zammert presents Passion of the Christ.
Reintroduce organized religion.
Now, if I did a Passion of the Christ,
you could easily turn that into a cult straight off.
Easily. Oh. But if I did a Passion of the Christ in similar fashion of Mel, would my Jesus, who I imagine I would play because of my ego, and I feel it would go to my head, would, just like Jim Caviezel, would I also get struck by lightning?
What a powerful moment in the play, though. What does that mean?
Well, see, he took it as maybe he was like, I'm being blessed by God. I'm like, I think maybe upsetting.
Yeah,
Jimmy,
that is absolutely
buddy.
What I would assume. You get struck by lightning and it just somehow shorts the power of the entire facility. Oh, no.
There's a lot of weird movies that came out in 2004 that I think Joel Zammert could easily make. I mean, Spider-Man 2, if you want to
Easy done.
Ocean's 12.
Oh, my God.
Make a heist.
you could use that for smuggling. You could smuggle a thing and say, I'm just shooting my movie Ocean's 12.
It's me, George Clooney. You put on the play of Ocean's 12, but during that, you're actually just committing us like a smuggling
heist. It's a kind
of
Hamlet situation in a way. Yeah.
I'm putting on a play about killing the king.
Killing my uncle.
And then I'm going to put poison in his ear.
Kill my uncle and get that car battery I need or some shit.
So what happens in Hamlet? They say, hey, we're going to kill you, and then they kill him?
I wish. He puts on a play about how his uncle killed his dad. Because his dad's ghost says, your uncle killed me.
And now, he puts on a play. Yeah,
My brother killed me. Now he's fucking my wife.
Yeah, I remember now.
And we don't get... Shakespeare obviously wouldn't have written this, but it's so funny to imagine the uncle being like, what the fuck? Pretty much just the thing he did happen in the play.
What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure in Hamlet, doesn't the uncle be like, ha ha, great play.
I have to go. I think so.
And then he gets
stabbed in a curtain or something?
Yeah,
I don't
he's
know.
Tangled in a
I have to go and kill a ghost.
Yeah, scientist copped it at the start of the episode. You think if you were a literature major, you were safe from this week's episode of Plumbing the Test Hole? Wrong!
You're copying it too. Nobody is safe.
Who dies first in Romeo and Juliet? Romeo. Juliet fakes her death.
Yeah. And then she wakes up and is like, oh shit. Yeah. Why haven't we done Shakespeare? That's funny because it sounds like I'm not saying as an episode. Just We should do Shakespeare plays. We should do Shakespeare.
Midsummer.
Yeah, we should do Midsummer Night's Dream.
I'll play Puck.
Oh.
Fine, we'll both be Puck.
Both be Puck. Dusha will be every other character.
Yeah, double Puck. A Midsummer's Night's
Dream.
Puck.
That's it. Yeah, well, look, I'm excited for your plays.
Thank you. I think that's the best way. And then, look, if I die by getting, by either Raiders or Clickers, that's the town gone.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's on me. I couldn't do anything to prevent that.
Exactly.
I just saw my responsibility.
The play guy.
Yeah.
Plus, you leave a legacy behind. Yeah. You know, that's nice. Yeah. It's funny to imagine me going out and getting a chimp, coming back covered in chimp bites, and being like, I'm going to be the most popular guy in the town, opening it up, and everybody's loving your movies. I got a chimp.
Joel
Who
Summits.
Cares?
Hang on, you've got a chimp? Jackson, I have a great idea. do you remember Dunstan Jackson?
Whoa!
We're going to do a bunch of chimp movies.
It'll be Joel Zammit's King Kong.
Yeah.
We can make King Kong.
Oh my god. They'll have to let the chimp in.
Peter Jackson's also dead in the Last of Us canons.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Did they bomb him like they bombed Mel Gibson in that cow?
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I know Mel Gibson lives in America. He's a formally Australian, I think.
Is
Mel
he?
Gibson? No?
Maryland, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. He sucks.
No good.
Yeah. Rotten man. What are you going to do to survive in The Last of Us, Joel?
See, I think that you've both gone for... This is going to be a very bold claim, because I was about to say, you've both done ridiculous things that are going to get you killed, and then I was going to say, I joined the Fireflies. I would get way too bored in a quarantine zone to not do something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I'd just be like, I'm joining the Fireflies, I don't even care what they believe in, just get me out of this fucking town.
What do the Fireflies do? What is your average day look like working for the Fireflies?
Fireflies are pretty much... What is my average day looking like for a Firefly?
Get expendable. Like,
I'm going to get hit in the back of the head with a brick and then shot. Definitely.
There's definitely
killed
like...
by Joel and Ellie. Yeah.
And my last words will be like, Joel's my name too.
Try and say that before he hits you with the brick. I'm Joel too.
It worked for Superman. Come on.
That would fuck me up, dude, if I was in the apocalypse and I went to kill a guy and he said, I'm Jackson too, because I would be like... Does that mean his name is my name, or is he me?
Do you mean two as in O-O or T-W-O? Yeah.
Are you Jackson? Are you the second Jackson? What? What do you mean? Yeah, that would fuck me up.
It would at least cause you a moment of pause that you could then either escape
or that's
also
true.
Avoid getting hit by a brick.
Yes, it's the perfect time to, I say, I'm Jackson too, gets confused, stab him in the belly.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are the Fireflies? You're a rebellion? You fight the government?
Yeah, because it's a totalitarian government now.
Yeah.
They're like...
Yeah, we got to put in a bunch of strict...
It's like the world is not
great. How
are you
going to deal with the clickers, you know? Might as well become a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me just quickly find out what they believe. Not a good start when the website starts with Fireflies were.
Well, I assume you're joining
at
them
some point,
now while they're still good. I mean, you might not survive to the end.
Because they're in situations where they're in danger a lot.
Yeah.
Basically, so... my Rebel Alliance comparison was actually pretty spot on. Fireflies were a revolutionary militia group that revolted against military oppression in numerous quarantine zones around the United States intended to restore pre-pandemic government control.
Okay.
So basically, fuck totalitarianism, bring back democracy.
So you're fighting people with guns.
Yeah.
So you're going out into the wasteland.
They're also studying vaccines.
Are you doing
stuff.
That?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just hang out at the hospital. My day to day will be like heading to the hospital, being like, oh, we got a cure yet? No. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sure hope no one comes in and tries to take Ali back off us.
Sure hope no one comes in with a brick. That would suck. My head is very susceptible to brick wounds.
I like that eventually they're going to pull you in and be like, hey, man, you've not really been pulling your weight. You're aware stuff is happening, but you're not really doing anything. You're sort of just a bit of a dead weight, if I'm honest, on the Fireflies.
Yeah, and then after, the end of the game, The Last of Us, the Fireflies disband because Joel kills a lot of them, if not all of them. And kills the guy that was going to get the cure, maybe.
So where's your part in this?
Could you?
Are you just in the hospital watching?
Smuggling. I'm falling into the. I'm like my good friend here. I'd be a good smuggler.
Yeah. How you doing it?
With a truck? My uncle died and left me a truck.
He's lucky.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. My uncle died, he left me a truck, and it's an old truck, but a brand new car battery.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said I'd follow his dream of becoming a Firefly.
Could you, say hospital day when Joel comes to town, and you hear him, bricking other people in the next room, could you just, I don't know, lie down, pretend you're dead?
I've already been hit with a brick. Oh, my head. Oh.
He said he was hit with the brick, I gotta believe.
Yeah, then just lie down for a bit and hope it all blows over.
Yeah.
Then you wake up and you just loot everyone.
So you did just fall asleep.
Yeah. When I get scared, I get tired. Oh, no, Joel's coming.
I just have a lie down and hide. It is comfy on the floor. Okay, so let's imagine you're smuggling something into the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a truck. This is a lovely truck. I'm the god. This is a lovely truck.
Yeah, thank you. My uncle died and gave it to me. I'm just bringing some supplies.
Oh, rest in peace. Rip to your uncle.
Yeah, it's sad. He got bit by a mushroom, but then we shot him.
Yeah, happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I understand. What are you bringing in?
Just some supplies that I found. Went out scouting in the local town.
What specific supplies? I just need to write it down.
Nothing really that exciting. Found just some stuff that old wood for my house.
Old wood for your house.
Old wood. I'll just write that down. Old wood for your house.
I'm building a shelf.
You went out to get old wood.
Well, I was looking for better wood.
So it's just wood in the back.
Just wood.
Yeah, yeah. So we can have a look.
Yeah, okay. Because we're just gonna have a quick look.
We just get a quick peek.
Have a look.
We go around the back.
I've left some old wood in there.
Okay.
And
you just bringing it
up. I'm sitting on a gun or whatever that I was actually smuggling in.
Sitting on. You look a bit uncomfortable in the chair. I feel fine.
I'm the most comfortable I've ever been.
What are we talking about? A little nozzle just poking out the side. That's my seatbelt.
Sitting on a handgun's easy when you're in a truck.
Yeah. You come in and the Fireflies are like, great, what have you got? And you just pull out one handgun.
Well, smuggling weapons is one handgun's better
smuggling
than no
weapon.
One handgun's better than no handgun.
I'm a weapon smuggler. Did you say weapons or weapon?
Weapon.
Weapon. One weapon at a time. Can't be anything bigger than a handgun.
Could probably a knife, probably maybe.
Seems dangerous. You might cut your butt cheek. Hi, Joel. You're just coming through. You just accidentally shift on the seat and slice your ass cheek.
Although
you're looking at the guard. There's a deer goes down your eye.
Did you just cut your ass off?
Sir,
we've seen this before.
This happens when people try and smuggle a knife by sitting on it. This not me.
You
I
sure?
can see the blood pooling around your chair. I'm pissing.
I got an infection.
I'm pissing myself. Your piss is thick and red. Let me in.
I reckon I could smuggle weapons in a very slow and good way, which is go out with an empty holster.
Oh, yeah.
Come back with the handgun in my holster. They say, what'd you bring in? I'll be like, oh, I couldn't find anything. They'll just assume I went out with the gun because, like, you got to have protection.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good. My favorite part about this is the period of time you spend unarmed in the wasteland.
There is that.
Somebody would want to imagine you pull out a gun you hadn't hidden.
Two guns, motherfucker. So,
yeah, I guess you're meeting someone with a gun to hand it to you, I guess.
You got to get to the drop without getting clicked, but like otherwise, I guess you could do
it. But a car can outrun a clicker.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Clickers are strong, so if I hit a clicker with my car, though, the clicker clicker might die, but it's not a guarantee.
No, for sure. Car,
I gotta be careful because, especially in the world of the TV series, the fungal network means that if you like make sounds and stuff in certain things, it alerts horns.
You don't want that.
Yeah, a horn would be the end of me. Quite connected because, I don't think you could really mow down like a whole horde of these clickers with, say, your truck. But if you had like a thrasher, something like that. I think like farm vehicles,
tractors.
Oh no, it's too. The chassis is too exposed. Chassis is that the word I'm looking for?
Place where you sit. Now farm experts are yelling out.
Carriage.
I love calling a farmer a farm expert.
Yeah.
They are an expert on the farm. You're not wrong.
Also, they're not farmers. Maybe they just build the vehicles.
Yeah, that's true. That's
tractor builders.
Yeah.
Is it the chassis? Or is the body the chassis? Or am I getting confused because it's a chassis of a car is where you sit, but that's not the name of the
cabin?
Yeah, the cabin of the tractor is unprotected.
Cabin of the tractor seems wrong.
But in a plane, it's a cabin.
Yeah, and a truck also a cabin.
Yeah.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Really, puts you in a philosophical frame of mind, for sure, yeah. But some farm equipment you'd be okay in.
Yeah.
What?
Like probably a thresher you'd be okay in, because you're really high up.
Mm. Yeah, but...
And they'd have to full-on climb up.
How fast do threshers go?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And also, they only thresh on... Yeah, that's right. They only thresh on one side.
Yeah, and also, like, how clogged up will this machine get?
Yeah. And also, like, you're driving mostly through suburban streets or whatever.
It's mostly not roads. It's, like, off-road fucked up because everything's been bombed.
But still, not places you're meant to drive a thresher.
No.
You're going to be churning up concrete.
Yeah.
Easy to fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe clickers coming and tearing your entire head off.
Yeah.
The guards are watching. Like, and they can visibly see
him. Oh, the clicker. Oh, yeah, there goes his head. They do that sometimes.
Ripped off his neck, and now he's spitting his mycelian things right down his neck hole.
Well, he can't bite anyone, I guess.
I wish he didn't alert all the clickers to this close to town, but it's okay. Lucky we've set up defenses and whatever.
Just at that moment, Zama gets struck by lightning as Christ, and the power goes out.
And that's when the chimp chooses
to go ballistic.
Yeah.
I was trying to feed a porridge.
Before you left on your thresher? Or am I on the thresher?
Who's on the thresher?
Who's on thresher?
If Zamet's doing the play...
If I'm up on a cross...
And I'm feeding the chip porridge and you're sitting on a knife, you're nursing your sliced ass cheeks, and who's driving the thresher?
So I reckon we'd last pretty well.
Yeah, none of us really were in that much danger.
Yeah, Joel chose hard mode. We choose easy, chill life.
Exactly. Yeah. If they're ever like, we need you to smuggle a, little girl across the country, we say no thank you. No.
Well, I mean, I say yes, because I'm a firefly, and it's a firefly job.
Okay, well, that is you. Good luck.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
My name's also Joel.
We're making a Joel trip?
Joel trip.
Oh.
Two Joels and... two and a half Joels. We're referring to Ellie as Joel now, too.
All right. Where are we going?
Hospital?
I'll come
no,
up
No, we're
behind.
Going to... We're going somewhere first.
Drop zone, right?
Oh, yeah, the drop zone, but it's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
But we get some guns, I guess. That's all right.
Well, me and the chip are going to have our own adventure. Yeah. So.
It's good for me to choose to be a Firefly, because I've played both The Last of Us and The Last of Us Part 2, and the whole message of the second one is, Ellie, don't choose violence. I'm like, I'd be so bored.
I'd choose violence.
Well.
Would we last in The Last of Us? Yeah.
Easy. If you give us a chimp, a truck, and a knife to sit on, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
And a projector screen. Or an acting school.
Or a mule. Whatever.
Or a mule. Yeah. Just a stage. Just a stage. Two by fours, actually.
Yeah, if we just have, you just let us.
I just need some
stuff.
Old wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you're smuggling in.
There you're bringing that in. There you go. We teach the chimp to
be Hamlet.
Poison his uncle.
Poison the chimp. Get confused. Is this Romeo and Juliet?
And then we finally get that truck off your uncle?
Yeah. I hope someone finds a cure soon. Not for the clicking, for our dumbness.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Yeah, we did it.
I think so. Yeah. Kind of.
Last of Us is good. I don't think we'd be an even better addition.
Yeah, I agree.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.